Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
It's time now for Astrological Perspectives, hosted by Daryl Gaines. Exclusively on HealthyLife.net Radio.
Hello, this is Daryl Gaines, and welcome to Astrological Perspectives. This is my first episode, and I couldn't be more excited. What's in a name? Perspectives and Healthy Life. At the core is how I practice astrology, bringing new perspectives, discovery, understanding that astrology is a spiritual science. After all, in the first chapter of the Bible, Genesis 1:14, it says that the stars, along with the sun and moon, were given for signs and seasons. That is, they were meant to mark time for us. They are also signs in the sense of navigational indicators. And all through history, we have used the stars to chart the courses, our courses, around the globe. Healthy, to get better, to embrace what is positive and possible. Over the next year, that is my intention. To help us together to navigate life's challenges with clarity, to apply astrology in the most practical way. I like to say, as above, so below. With astrology, many times astrologers speak the language and it can come off like another language. My intention, of course, is to guide, but also to bring it down to earth, to make astrology a discovery in daily life, with health and wellness, our career, our relationships, giving us freedom to make informed decisions. Also, as we go through the cycles of life, yes, the birth chart is a beautiful picture of the sky, the exact moment of our birth. But once we give our first breath, we are on the move, and so are the planets, creating the cycles of life, what we were born with, where we've been, where we are now, and with awareness. The key word to astrology, awareness and freedom, to move forward, to take these perspectives that will illuminate our journey and our future potential, putting our life, our journey in our hands, and also understanding each other as we walk through the cycles of life. We all, regardless of our sun signs, have the opportunity to walk in each other's shoes. My introduction to astrology was with the movies as an extra. And this is the most unusual way to introduce my guest for today, Alison Rixner. And bear with me, Alison. You're like, what is he talking about? Well, Alison, when you were born, because both of us, by chance, were born in Pittsburgh, and right around the time you were born, there was a film being made called The Fish That Saved Pittsburgh. It was about a basketball team that was struggling, they called in an astrologer, and they acquired all the players under the sign of Pisces, and the team was reborn as the Pittsburgh Pisces. Julius Erving, of course, the legend, Metalark Lemon from the Harlow Globetrotters. I'm sitting there not believing. I'm like, this is nonsense, you know. And it's interesting, once I had my chart done, of course, I immediately was a believer, and the astrologer also said that I had the energy of a teacher of astrology. But additionally, from that moment when I started to study over 35 years ago, I wanted to go back to the fish that saved Pittsburgh and not present astrology as a parlor game. That said, because when I look at a chart, any chart, all of our charts, it is a beautiful composition. To me, it's cinematic. It's a musical composition. And it also clearly says that the universe is perfect. The orchestration of the universe, the way the planets orbit, you know, in Astrology 101, we hear terms like Mercury retrograde in a very negative way. But again, the universe is perfect. It's us with awareness in that composition of our chart. We get to dance to the beat and sing on key. Coming back to introducing you, Allison, I know that was a crazy way, but I wanted to make astrology not a parlor game, to go beyond the sun sign. It was a wonderful beginning, and by chance, that moment of your birth, I was being introduced to astrology. So without further ado, may I present Allison Rixner. Hi, Allison.
Hello, Dale. I didn't know that story, and that's so cool. Thanks
I
for having
to
me.
I surprise you.
Congratulations. We never talked about that. That is the coolest thing ever. I had no idea. I love
August,
that August,
I was sitting at the Civic Arena, and also Stalker Channing played this over-the-top astrologer, and I was like, this is nonsense. However, once I had my chart done at 18, it was over. You know, it was a done deal. It was the best moment of psychotherapy. For the first time, I felt seen. But before we continue, tell the audience about Allison and how we met and how astrology has guided you.
Yeah. So we met, I think, in either 2011 or 2012 at a cycling class at Equinox. That was our first meeting. I had recently moved to New York, and you and I had an instant connection. You're one of my dearest friends in many lifetimes. But it's been a long time that we've been friends. And I don't know how we started talking about the astrology piece. You probably spoke about it on the bike in some capacity. And we booked a reading.
Yes, forgive me, just for the audience to know, I was studying astrology even though I was working in corporate America, but I had such an interest in fitness, and I had this idea to merge because, you know, health and wellness, being healthy, that's why I'm so excited to be on HealthyLife.net, because it's a glove. It's everything I believe, that our charts makes us better, makes us healthier, physically and spiritually and emotionally, in relationships, the whole life cycle. That said, I had this idea of astrofitness, and in fact, I taught a class on the BBC way before Peloton, way before SoulCycle. It was a live broadcast, cycling under the moon and stars. And I remember clearly Mercury was retrograde, and the emphasis was on movement. That said, forgive me for cutting you off, but I just had to give that anecdotal information because I feel it's important. It's a key point to how we're going to move forward with guests like you who work with self-betterment and being healthier.
Absolutely.
So forgive me.
No, I think it's great, and I think it's a good sort of segue into what you're doing now and why you're so passionate about this. And I think what's great is people are going to learn more about you because people are interested in other people as well, you know, throughout this process. But, yeah, I met you, and I'll never forget. I went to your apartment on 79th Street and had my chart read for the first time. And I don't remember a lot of things. I don't have a sharp, sharp memory. I never have. I remember exactly what you were wearing. I remember exactly what I was wearing. It was one of the most impactful days of my life. And the thing that I would say above all else, and I think you mentioned this prior in the introduction, I finally felt like somebody understood who I was. Because I was, let's see, 32
yes.
at the time, right?
Yes.
I was just beginning to sort of kind of understand who I was. And I think I was even going through kind of a later Saturn return. I don't remember exactly,
yes,
but
you were,
there was
you
a lot
were.
Going on.
You were.
Yeah.
You were in postpartum Saturn return, as I like to say.
Yeah, the hell. But that's the time when you need the most guidance, right? We're all going through a lot right now. And
but I saw you, my dear. I saw the spirit of Uranus because you're an Aquarius rising. And beyond that sun sign, I felt your Uranian energy because it really is the planet that rules astrology, the higher consciousness. I knew you had that something and you were here to speak. And forgive me, I just wanted to get that out because I don't want you not to pound your chest. Because we're going to talk about what you're doing and how the time has come. But I want you to know that you resonated with me deeply as I was straddling the fence and trying to figure it all out with fitness and astrology. And, you know, at that time I was on Sally Kirkland's show. And such a wonderful soul. Forever grateful to Sally for introducing me and having me as a guest on Healthy Life Net over the last almost 14 years. But again, continue. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry.
No, don't apologize. All these conversations flow exactly the way the universe sets out. It's always so beautiful. But, you know, having, and it's interesting that you said that, with the higher consciousness, I moved to New York City in 2010, and this was my dream, and I was introduced to what I would call my spiritual path. And this first reading with you is such a big part of that, what I call gateway into really what has become the biggest piece of my life, which is my soul journey, my spiritual journey, and having not only your astrological expertise, we'll put it, as a guide, but having you as one of my closest friends, has allowed me to tap into pieces of myself that I don't necessarily see reflected in the collective. I was a Leo. I was outgoing. I was all these things when we think about the birth chart and, you know, our birth sign. That's what you identify with. When you get that first reading, you understand your emotional side. You understand your purpose and why you came back. So those are all things I did not know.
And
now,
yes, and thank
I
you
have
for,
all
thank you.
The awareness and information.
Yes,
which I did not have.
Yes, it's so important that we are released from sun sign astrology, because it's the censorship of a census box. It's really not the real you. Yes, it's conscious energy, but
it's
if you really want to know yourself. Know your moon. Know the structure of your chart. Know the structure. Where does my chart begin? Hence the rising. And what is the ruler of my chart? Where is it placed? Where is it now? And all of these variables, during a session, we could be for hours. But what I like to do is get straight to what matters most. Our purpose, and how we can get on this healthy road of self-betterment. experiment. And I felt strongly, and I'm going to ask you, you can reveal as much as you'd like. We're not going to get too personal, but I felt strongly that you were on the path. And tell us what you've been doing and how that aligns what, not so much what I forecasted. I saw it. Of course, I forecasted it. But ultimately, it's choice, right?
Yes.
It always comes down to choice.
Which you helped introduce me to.
Yes.
Could you and would you get to that place? Maybe. But without awareness, what is the point of living?
Right.
Otherwise, you're just stumbling.
Yes. The stumbling. Okay. But the opportunities as we go through the cycles and to be made aware, that moment, that energy that rules your chart, that strike of lightning, sometimes creating the bull in the china shop, sometimes creating an energy of waiting for a shoe when we become the shoe. But understanding, not sugarcoating it, but ultimately it is what is positive and possible. And this is not new agey, I'm not sugarcoating it, but there really are no problems. There are only solutions and understanding of where we are and where we can go. But never to look back and be paralyzed by the past. But there's an old saying, you never know where you're going until you know where you've been. To look back to know how to move forward. That's why I don't like when Mercury gets such a bad rep. Because it's actually a correction course. All of our charts create that energy of retrograde. Whether it's Mercury, whether it's Saturn, it creates an opportunity to go back to bring order out of chaos. That said, I keep interrupting you, but you know how, Uranus doesn't rule my chart, but I've got Uranus exactly on the moon, so there's like all of these flashes of, I've got to get it out! That's it.
Well, it's all very important and all very needed.
Tell us what you just said.
I'm going to do the perfect segue because I was going to mention, and again, these conversations always come full circle as they do. I kind of have to explain to people where I came from for them to really understand where I am. I grew up in a small town. I had parents that worked very hard. My grandparents were blue-collar union workers. I came from a worker family. They worked, and they worked hard. And it was instilled in me that when you go to college, I paid for my own school. I never had any handouts. I was always very self-motivated and self-driven. I had to be. I didn't have a safety net, right? And you and I are similar in that way.
Yes.
You know, we've connected on that. I think a lot of people listening will understand that.
Pittsburgh at McGee Women's Hospital, but go ahead.
Yes, that's crazy. I thought you were going to say that. I'm like, we were born not even in just Pittsburgh. We were born in the exact same place.
The same hospital. And I'm waiting.
Right.
You to, we've got to make a pilgrimage to Pittsburgh and stand outside of McGee Women's Hospital. We've got to get the shot.
Yes, we do. We'll get it out for everybody. I promise.
Twins. Only our mothers can tell us apart.
Absolutely. That's so funny. I guess. But it was one of those things where when you and people will resonate with this too. When you have that type of upbringing and background, I developed really tough anxiety. Right. There was a lot of things that I was nervous and living in a certain amount of fear. So I think most of my life. I went into corporate America. I'm a salesperson by nature. And so I always had a certain amount of security. And I'm using asterisks, and people can't see that. This is not video. But there was a certain amount of security. And I went from a healthcare career. I sold software. I was very successful, right? Again, asterisks, within that particular corporate structure. What that enabled me to do is to learn with my Virgo moon and my perfectionist tendencies and my organization and really to learn how to operate in the business world and to learn how things work and really probably to learn more of what I didn't want to do with what I wanted to do. But I never really had the opportunity, or even now I would say created the opportunity, to figure out what I really wanted in life. I never did. And then when I met you, you had said to me, you are going to be on this path to higher consciousness. You are going to bring the higher consciousness with the reality of the physical world. And I remember thinking, like, what in the hell is he talking about?
I know. There's Daryl up in the clouds.
But in my heart and my soul, I felt it was true. Do you know what I mean? Like, there was something in my body and in my heart that I was like, wow, okay. And it coincided with, you know, me moving to New York in 2010. I was working in software, and I was really just waking up to the mystical, the spiritual, the ethereal, that higher consciousness outside of the third dimensional construct. And then here you come telling me, well, this is your path. At that time, did I think it would be a career? So this is a good, that's the backstory.
Yeah. And so moving forward, what happened?
So moving forward, I now sit here. I am an entrepreneur. I own a couple companies, some with my husband and my partner, and I have officially started on my path of bringing the higher consciousness into the physical world through a podcast and a company I started called The Space Between. I'm here. Many years later, but I'm here.
Yeah, the space in between. We're going to talk about that on the other side of the break. Can you stick around? Can you stick around, Allison?
Absolutely, I'd love to.
I'm so excited to hear more. Unfortunately, we're no longer in the same city, but I miss you terribly. But on the other side, I can't wait to hear about all of the exciting things you are doing now. So we're going to go to a commercial break, and we'll see you in a minute.
For expert guidance and unique insights, you need an astrological reading with the internationally celebrated astrologer Daryl Gaines. Get personal empowerment and clarity as Daryl's acclaimed insights, featured in top media and publications, brings you his unique form of practical astrology to help you navigate your life. It's easy to schedule your appointment. Just email Daryl at guidingplanet@gmail.com or visit his website at guidingplanet.co. That's guidingplanet.co.
Let's face it, we're all looking for great products at a great price because it's just a good way to shop and get the most value for your money. Well, here at HealthyLife.net Radio, we do that too. We do it for you. You won't find advertisers or affiliates that are not in line with our vision of bringing people a positive, happy, and healthy life. Although many advertisers come to us, few are chosen. Our advertisers are handpicked and specially selected to support our vision and give you great products at a fair price. So the next time you're looking to buy a product or a service, check out HealthyLife.net's advertiser page. Click through our advertiser partner sites. You'll be glad you did, and so will we. Because you'll help support HealthyLife.net, and we can keep our positive programs coming to you 24/7. That's HealthyLife.net's advertiser page. Do us a favor. Visit soon and often. It's a win-win situation for you, our advertisers, and HealthyLife.net. Just do it. HealthyLife.net's advertiser page.
Visit Daryl Gaines' website, guidingplanet.co. There you can book a 30 or 60-minute session, or book Daryl on demand to get guidance through text or phone anytime you need him. Want to gift a reading to a friend or family member? You can do this right on guidingplanet.co. When you're there, sign up to receive periodic surprises in your inbox. Expert guidance with real-life impact for personal success and fulfillment. Just a website away. Do it now. Visit guidingplanet.co.
Where positive people and radio unite. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back to Astrological Perspectives with Daryl Gaines and my wonderful, wonderful guest, Allison Rixner. So, Allison, you now have your own podcast. Tell us about it. And I know that there are so many similarities as being one of your nearest and dearest friends. I love you so much. But we are different. And not to speak the language of astrology, I'm so first house and you're so seventh house. And you've helped me reach out to relationships. And I've tried to get you sometimes to stand alone.
Yes.
If that makes sense.
Yes, it does. First house of self, seventh house of relationships. Polar opposites, yet with an amazing understanding of each other. That's why we can
Yes. Yes. And I am so excited that you have dived into relationships, because 80% of my clients, that is on the top three of what is to be discussed. And fortunately, I do have in my chart the planet Chiron in the seventh house. I do have energy there, believe it or not, but it's an energy of the healer. So it adds to my skill as an astrologer. And I proudly say that for a person that, you know, has sun opposed Saturn, to toot my horn. So that said, I'm thrilled that you are bringing love, light, and awareness to one of the most important pieces to all of our charts, relationships. So please continue.
Yes, this idea, and I really feel as though I've birthed this into the world, this idea of this very interesting time we are in, which, by the way, I will give you a ton of credit, was born from many conversations we had, both very, you know, close to before COVID and during the pandemic. We were having such conversations of, wow, everything is changing. You know, people are going to have a really hard time. And how are we going to move forward? We've never been so disconnected. And through many iterations of thinking about how I wanted to share my voice and going through being very afraid to share my voice and being judged and what people will say, I arrived probably 4 years, 5 years after I started thinking about this with the space between. And the space between is this time, from an astrological perspective, we're shifting into an Aquarian age. Things
Yes.
are very different. People
Yes.
are having a hard time finding their footing. There's a lot of fear. There's much disconnection.
And forgive me for interrupting you.
Yeah,
please
hold
on to that thought. But I think this is important for the audience to hear and to understand. Where was Allison? Allison's chart begins at Aquarius. What was in the sky? Saturn had come to the beginning of her chart. A clean slate, a new beginning of taking the energy from inside, outside, to reach for new career goals. At the same time, Pluto moving into Aquarius, sitting behind, deep inside, quietly, but slowly. You know what I say, Allison? You can't fight a tidal wave, kiddo. So continue.
No, it's here. And it's not
here.
Going away. And it's all
it's
about
here.
What we understand through the awareness and how we move forward. It's all about moving forward. You said it earlier. We can't continue to look back. You posted something today even on Facebook. We can't continue to look back. The space between in my world is we have a relationship with everything in our life, each
yeah.
other, with our career, with our family, with our money, with our health, with our purpose, with all of it, right? It is all a relationship. And because I have so much seventh house energy, I can be very aware with the help of the understanding of my chart. It wakes
may
me
I,
up. To
may
things
I,
that
may I say you are
absolutely.
Aware?
Yes, too aware, but yes. And also, I came through a fog, so everybody knows. I was never more unclear, and then something shifted in my chart, and the clarity just came talk about a tidal wave. One day I had no idea what was going on.
Allison, this is something with the perspectives, getting a new perspective with astrology. It's not sugarcoating it, but stop maligning Saturn. Look what Saturn brought you. Yes, Saturn is a challenging planet, but it is perhaps the most rewarding energy in the sky. Because if we stay aware, if we respect time, we will see an inner growth and an outer growth, unlike the Astrology 101 that everyone wants to see, the Jupiter, the Venus. You know what you get with Jupiter and Venus? Fleeting energy. And many times, waste it. I'm not shouting it down. But I would like for people to stop maligning Saturn. Saturn is not your enemy. Saturn is your best friend. Because there's an old Italian proverb, a real friend will tell you when your nose is dirty. And that's Saturn. That's Saturn. So that said,
so
I'm sorry, I just feel so, you know.
No, it's huge.
Yes.
So much of what has happened to me in this process was driven by Saturn and where I've come from and that energy
yes.
in my chart, because that's all these are, is just energies, right? Since 2019, to get to the place where I realized all these relationships to everything, and then it just hit me, how are we going to make anything work when we are so disconnected from each other and from everything in our life? And there
yeah.
are energies pulling us even further apart, whether that be the media, whether that be naysayers, whether that be whatever, trauma or whatever we have going on. I thought, let me start a podcast. I really like podcasts. I want to do a YouTube channel, and I want to talk about these themes in our lives and help people connect.
And it's something that I feel very strong about. We either serve or we suffer. And that Virgo moon of yours so many times takes a back seat because you are a service. In all of your endeavors, you've been the fixer. You're always fixing. But in spite of you've lived to tell, this act of service has helped. Because we all suffer, but the only way out is through service. And that's why I'm so, with your higher consciousness,
I'm so glad you said that. I want people to understand that these past couple years have been the hardest years of my life. There's been many, many challenges. But yet here's this beautiful purpose that was birthed out of all of it, to have you and the way you look at a chart and the way you look at the world to be able to help guide me into this purpose in the lower depths of just a lot that's been going on. I was going from suffering to serving, and now things are not amazing, but I have this out in the world, and when I sit in that chair across from someone, I've never felt more connected to the real me.
And I, Allison, am so proud of you. And you're just getting started. You have so much, so many gems to drop. And on that note, we're going to go to a commercial. Can you stick around for just one more segment, please? Please?
As much as you'll have me, I would be happy to.
Oh, thank you. So we'll be back with Allison Rixner, Astrological Perspectives.
Visit Daryl Gaines' website, guidingplanet.co. There you can book a 30 or 60 minute session or book Daryl on demand to get guidance through text or phone anytime you need him. Want to gift a reading to a friend or family member? You can do this right on guidingplanet.co. When you're there, sign up to receive periodic surprises in your inbox. Expert guidance with real-life impact for personal success and fulfillment. Just a website away. Do it now. Visit guidingplanet.co.
For all your live or pre-recorded webcasting needs, come to earthchannel.com. Get your web-based message out to a select group or the whole world. It's easy. A pioneer in webcasting, earthchannel.com provides the best products and services to big corporations and government users. And now, this same technology is available to you. They have the best Earthcast encoders, servers, and products to meet your technical needs. But wait, don't want to mess with technical stress? No problem. They'll do it for you. EarthChannel.com is your answer. You can use webcasting for lots of things like advertising, marketing, customer support, training, and don't forget, web radio and TV. In fact, you're listening to a live Earthcast right now. So come to EarthChannel.com. Actualize your audio or video webcasting needs today. You can't beat the friendly service or the price. Call earthchannel.com at 1-800-849-8978. That's 1-800-849-8978.
For expert guidance and unique insights, you need an astrological reading with the internationally celebrated astrologer, Daryl Gaines. Get personal empowerment and clarity as Daryl's acclaimed insights, featured in top media and publications, brings you his unique form of practical astrology to help you navigate your life. It's easy to schedule your appointment. Just email Daryl at guidingplanet@gmail.com or visit his website at guidingplanet.co. That's guidingplanet.co.
Radio your way. HealthyLife.net.
We're back. Astrological Perspectives. And my first guest, I'm so thrilled that you're here. Thank you, Allison. Allison Rixner. So you were talking about, you know, this transformation, the collective transformation, and that it hasn't been easy. But it's something I think we both agreed that as we were putting on masks, the masks were coming off with this transformative energy of Pluto. And again, I want to refrain from speaking the language of astrology, but Pluto's pretty powerful, and it's something that is resonating deeply in all of our charts, but specifically in your chart, it's come to the beginning. So the power is with you. The force is with you like never before. So continue, please.
Yeah, I think an important piece to talk about is how people are feeling now. There is a lot of chaos, you know, in emotions. There's a lot of confusion. There's a lot of fear. I mean, even if you just look at how quickly technology is moving and, you know, people are worried they're going to lose their job, and there is so much shakeup. But I think what would be so incredibly helpful, Daryl, is if you give us a rundown of where we're at in this time, because people need to understand the reality of these cycles and where we're at in this cycle. And in so many ways, it is a beginning, right?
It truly is. And it's something that your wonderful, lovely mother posted yesterday about getting caught up in what we can't control. In many ways, it's a deflection. We find comfort, unfortunately, in what is negative instead of what's all around us that is positive and possible. And that's why I don't want to put, you know, a delusionary spin on this very deep, deep transformative time that we're all in, because we all have a lot of work to do. A lot of work to do. That said, we are all, regardless of our charts, we're all transcending into a higher consciousness. Those aren't just words. Those aren't just ethereal up there, you know, new age cliched words. This is the real deal. This is perhaps the greatest time in human history to be alive. Because that age of Aquarius, the time has come. Allison, my listeners, the time has come. Forgive my tone if it's a bit hyperbolic, but really, the time has come. We have never had an opportunity to tear down these walls and these chains of limitations. Is it easy? No. You know, Pluto is the truth. Of course, the truth can be so inconvenient. So inconvenient. But ultimately, the truth is liberating. It is so true. The truth will set us free. And Allison, how do you feel that? How do you feel about that with your work with relationships? And as you've talked with guests on your show and in your practices, what are you seeing during this transformative time?
Yeah, I think, I mean, and that was the perfect way to explain what's going on. And you and I have had so many private conversations before I get into the relationship piece. What we are witnessing now is the crumbling of structures. We see what's happening with war. We see what's happening with the economy. We see what's happening with people's well-being and safety and security. It is crumbling, and it is scary. And so, you know, we're acknowledging that. We're not saying, like, oh, everything's great. Everyone knows that's not true. But with awareness, we have to be able to see beyond our five senses. And we have to be able to feel into what these changes are. We all chose to come back here for a purpose to help this transition through on this planet. And that would be the one thing, the relationship that we have with ourselves, we chose to come back here. And that's hard for some people to hear and understand. But
I know, I know. But it's very real, Allison. And you've said it, and it can't be said enough. Our purpose. What is our purpose? And of course, our birth chart reveals that. There's also the opportunity on this road of discovery and self-betterment to work on that purpose. It doesn't happen overnight. You know that.
No, and I just released on the Space Between podcast, and if anybody wants to find it, you have to do the Space
Please.
Between at Allison, A-L-Y-S-O-N. Otherwise, there's a couple of Space Betweens. But I have a guest.
Yeah, can you say that again,
you know.
Please?
Yes.
Yeah, because I want my listeners to really, really find you because you are an amazing force of nature.
Thank you. It's the Space Between, and you would have to put my first name with Allison Rixner. It's A-L-Y-S-O-N. We're on YouTube. We have a website. We're on all podcast platforms. And just yesterday, I released an episode with my dear friend, someone you know, Sue Molnar, and we talk about healing. And what you said is, it's not easy. This takes time. And Sue really goes into, she's had an incredible, difficult, and transformative journey in the Space Between, overcoming cancer, dealing with a divorce, dealing with being in New York City during a lockdown pandemic, all happening within a span of a year and a half. And there is no roadmap, and I'm using air quotes again, but that is where astrology can come in. Because when I was, you know, sort of unclear and fogged and all of that, I had a trust and an understanding and things to help guide me, you included, to come out of the fog. And Sue is now on the other side. And it is a lifelong journey. Your purpose is a lifelong journey. It's not like you're just going to figure it out and snap in and that's it. Life is not easy. This is not a place to chill.
No,
I think we've gotten
not,
that very wrong.
Yes, and we're all under this sheltering sky, as I like to say. It really is a sheltering sky. But this plutonian energy that has been spoken of ad nauseum, perhaps in a Monday quarter, armchair quarterback sort of way, but it truly is a shift in collective consciousness. We all have to shed our skin. I mean, to be honest, we have to die and be born again, metaphorically. There is no escaping this time, this most amazing time in human history, an opportunity to really be born again. And it's going to be, it is going to be challenging, because plutonium energy, many times, you know, it brings up a lot of polarization. That's why the political landscape is as it is right now. That said, Allison, I have a big favor. Can you stick around for the last segment?
we're going to do a little forecast. Yeah, there was something that came to me.
Well,
I know we have to break. Ultimately, we're not happy with the way things are, right, listeners? We're not. No one's happy with the way things are. This is our opportunity. This is it, baby.
This is it. And it's a powerful moment. But as I say, Pluto, perhaps the most powerful energy in the universe. Pluto is power, true power. True power is quiet. True power is always quiet. It's a subtle shift. That's why it's so important that, whether with me or any other astrologer, hopefully with me, that you get your chart done. That said, we're going to come back and talk about what's coming up in a very broad stroke, and a little bit more with Allison. So we'll see you on the other side.
For expert guidance and unique insights, you need an astrological reading with the internationally celebrated astrologer Daryl Gaines. Get personal empowerment and clarity as Daryl's acclaimed insights, featured in top media and publications, brings you his unique form of practical astrology to help you navigate your life. It's easy to schedule your appointment. Just email Daryl at guidingplanet@gmail.com or visit his website at guidingplanet.co. That's guidingplanet.co.
Okay, so you have a couple of days off, and you're planning to get away from stress. You may be planning to go across the world or even taking a staycation around town. Well, Hotels.com can get you a room in over 158,000 hotels, 60 countries, for 50% off. That's reducing stress already. Plus, collect 10 nights, and you'll get one night free. And there's no cancellation charges, no change fees. For the best deals, even last-minute deals, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Hotels.com.
Visit Daryl Gaines' website, GuidingPlanet.co. There you can book a 30- or 60-minute session or book Daryl on demand to get guidance through text or phone anytime you need him. Want to gift a reading to a friend or family member? You can do this right on GuidingPlanet.co. When you're there, sign up to receive periodic surprises in your inbox. Expert guidance with real-life impact for personal success and fulfillment. Just a website away. Do it now. Visit guidingplanet.co.
Stuff, stuff, stuff. Where can I contain all of my stuff? How about this? The Container Store, the original storage and organization store. And I found their link on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page. They have containers for everything, including the kitchen, the bathroom, trash and recycling, traveling, spring cleaning, and dorm rooms. Just about everything you can think of to contain your stuff. The Container Store, right on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page.
Radio your way. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back to Astrological Perspectives with Daryl Gaines and my most amazing guest, my first guest, Allison Rixner. And Allison, before I come back to you, I just wanted to talk about, you know, this is the first day of March, and as we navigate the final days of winter, and we're stepping into embracing spring, let us do it with intention, courage, and an open heart. The events, the celestial cosmic events of March are not just a celestial phenomenon, excuse me, but they are invitations to grow healthier, better, to transform, and to truly live. Life is meant to be lived. This March, let us all be lions in winter and ready for spring awakenings. The emerge, the warmth of spring in our hearts, love and light of the stars, and the guidance of the planets. Here's to March, Allison, a month of growth and transformation. Are you excited?
I'm ready. I'm ready for the new energy. This is the energetic new year, and I am very excited for this energy and to say sayonara to the old energy.
Well, selfishly, not to go into the privacy of your chart, there is a new moon in Pisces on March 10th, which will be directly opposite of your birth moon. So in many ways, as I've told you privately, March is a pivotal turning point in your private life. That said, for anyone, please, please understand the importance of the moon. And for you, it's like having a full moon and a new moon all at once. Letting go, the vulnerability of letting go, finding the strength that I saw you from the day I met you. It's nothing to be afraid of, my friends out there. Don't be afraid. Oh, it's a full moon. Oh, Mercury's retrograde. Oh, Saturn's squaring my sun. Pluto is, oh no, it's opposing my Saturn. You know something? The universe loves us. The universe simply wants us to be better. And on the 19th, Allison, we move into Aries. It's a bold, bold time, a call to action. Mars, at the same time, a few days later, 3 days later, Mars, which is at home naturally in Aries, moves into Pisces. So we have to be very careful, all of us. All of us have to be careful with passive, aggressive energy, especially because Mars in Pisces many times feels like hitting a wet, a nail with a wet fish. So, and then you have this collective energy of Mars. So let's bring balance. Let's bring balance. Are you excited? Allison?
Oh, I'm excited. So
what's going on? Your guests, again, I want everyone to find you. So please, please, please tell us again about the space in between. Okay.
The Space Between with Allison Rixner, A-L-Y-S-O-N. Check me out on socials, YouTube, your favorite podcast app. By the way, we have not mentioned that you, my dear friend, were my first guest talking about astrology and the space between. People should absolutely listen to that episode, too.
Yes. I am so honored and feel so privileged that you are my first guest at HealthyLife.net. It's all in the name, Healthy Life, because it really is about getting healthier spiritually, emotionally, physically. You know, at my website, guidingplanet.co, is where you can find me to book a reading. I'm also doing a special this month for health and wellness, a 30-minute reading. So feel free to inquire at guidingplanet@gmail.com. But it's best I invite all of my listeners to go to my website at guidingplanet.co, not com. guidingplanet.co. Please, please, please sign up for my monthly newsletter. And the best really is yet to come. You know, astrology is about discovery. We're all learning. There's so much more to discover. Especially, in tandem with this energy of Pluto. this is, I can't say it enough, this is the best time to be alive. And Allison, what are you looking forward to? What are you looking forward to, not only for yourself, but for the collective?
I think I'm just going to say what I want for the collective. I want us to embrace these changes and face the fear head on and get to work. We have so many things to fix on this planet, and it starts with us. It is an inside job. And I'm even today, I'm having a day. But I know there's a greater mission at hand, and I'm not going to get pulled into the collective unconscious. I am going to do everything I can to stay in my consciousness, and that is how I can serve. And don't let anyone make you think that you can't help change the world. You absolutely can. And that's what we're doing. And we need help.
Yes.
So jump on board.
Yes. We're living to tell, and all of us, in our quiet ways, we really are performing ordinary miracles by being of service. I can't say it enough. In this life, we either serve or we suffer. Yes, the birth chart begins with me. It ends with we. Yes, if I'm not for myself, who will be for me? 2, understand self, but also through the cycles of life, through where we're going, we all have the opportunity to keep our eyes and ears open and to walk in each other's shoes, to be kinder to each other, to be more forgiving, to be more forgiving. And Allison, I know personally that it has been a challenging time, but I also know, not in some phony motivational speaker sort of way, you're going to get over this. I know it. You've helped so much, selfishly me, and taking this first house, very aware astrologer, to get out of his own way. And I am eternally grateful for that, Allison. I want you to know that you are doing the work of the universe. And let's step aside of astrology, science. What you put out comes back. So, Allison, here's to March. Here's to March, filled with growth,
yes,
transformation, and the courage to embrace our true selves. May this month, my listeners, bring clarity, joy, and an abundance of opportunities in all areas of our life. Because when we look at our chart, it starts with self, then we go around that beautiful composition called our chart, and then the collective chart, to understand self, to understand our value, the way we communicate, our home, our creativity, our health and wellness, our relationships, our higher learning, our shared resources, all of it, as above, so below. Thank you so much, Allison, and thank you, my new audience. Thank you, Healthy Life Net. Thank you, Jay. Thank you, Linda. The best is yet to come. Thank you.